Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo, and we're going to be reading some Bible scriptures today. We were actually scheduled to do part two of God Taught Me the Secret of Spiritual Defense, which is actually spiritual power or grace. Grace is not undeserved, whatever they call it, undeserved benefits to us. What grace is the power of God. Amen?
Amen.
Moses came with the law, and Jesus came with truth and grace, or power. The Bible says that all power in heaven and on earth belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so without Jesus, God doesn't have power. But of course, God is God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So God has power. All power in heaven and on earth belongs to Jesus, or God. All right? And Jesus claims to be God in the book of Revelations, and the Old Testament proclaims him to be God. In the first chapter of John in the New Testament states that God would come to the world in the flesh, and that he actually did, and he came as a man that had flesh and blood and bone. He told doubting Thomas to stick his hand into his side. He said, a spirit doesn't have flesh and blood and bone. He says, I have flesh, blood, and bone. And he shed his blood on the cross at Calvary. That's a very important thing to know, because the Bible tells us that without the shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness of sins. And there's no one else's blood that was as pure or could even come close to the purity of Jesus. Jesus' blood was 100% pure. And it's the only blood that it has the detergent enough to wash away all the sins of anyone that comes to him for forgiveness and comes to him to have all their sins, former sins, erased away. But then he tells us to go and sin no more, which shows that there is a possibility to sin more and fall away from the Lord. Why would Jesus have to say, now go and sin no more, if there wasn't a possibility for Christians to go and sin some more? And the Lord said that if you fall away, if you begin sinning again, well, what happens is completely contrary from what the old false prophets are saying today. If you fall away, there remains no more forgiveness for you. So the Lord states that we are his body, and his body is pure. And his body today is the actual vessel that God is using to smash the toes of the Antichrist fourth beast kingdom. Okay, this says it in the book of Daniel. It talks about this great stone that's cut without hands. Well, the stone is the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are his body. Now, he's smashing the toes of the devil right through us. We are the vessels that are doing that. Amen?
Amen.
If we're the body of Christ, then he's using us to break the toes of the Antichrist government, the cult, and the media. Now, I would that God would have called me a little earlier so I could have smashed his guts in for him. Amen? Praise the Lord. But, you know, cutting somebody's feet off like we're doing today is, the Lord already destroyed the entire body of Antichrist. It's the body of Jesus that's doing that, that God is doing this through. We are members of that stone that was carved from out of a rock. And it was it has no mother, no father, no beginning, no end. He's the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, the end, the Almighty God. And thank God we are sons of God by virtue of Christ. We are adopted into the family of God through God's Son, Christ Jesus, the God that came into this world in the human body of the man named Jesus. All right, but right now, and we're going to have some letters, but right now let's go to the throne of the Lord and ask him to anoint this service. Father, we thank and praise your holy name for eternal life. We thank you, Lord, and we ask you that you will pour out your Spirit on this service that you will pour yourself into me and through me, that all the words that are said in this message shall be directly from the throne of the Almighty God. Because, Lord, we're here on earth, but we're also sitting with you in heavenly places. We're sitting on high with you by virtue of our being connected to you by the Holy Spirit. Our spirits are melted together with yours. You have entered us and made us one with you, and therefore we are your body. We're your bride. We're the New Jerusalem. And we are the ones you're using here on earth to bring about the kingdom of heaven, which in essence is the very thing that is breaking, smashing the toes of the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire that has been revived. It was dead once, and then it was brought back to life again. But according to your word, Lord, that the toes are made of part of iron and part of clay, which means that the feet are so weak that the stone, the Almighty God, and his body are the ones that you've called in these last days to do that very job. And we thank you and praise you, Lord, for being a part of it. And those that hear this broadcast today that would like to be part of this great and mighty army, the army that is being used by the Lord to destroy Satan's empire here on earth by preaching the word of God, well, then you could easily do that by saying the sinner's prayer somewhere in this message today. The Lord always has me say the prayer, and you can repeat it right after me. And so we pray, Father, that the church, that souls will be saved through this message, and that the church will be edified and placed on higher ground, have a better understanding what the meaning is of your calling us into your gospel. This is your gospel, and Lord, it is our gospel. It's our truth that saves our soul. And the Bible says, everyone in Radio Land, that when you know the truth will set you free. So we ask that you receive that truth today, right now, in the name of Jesus, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All right, now let's, you've got letters here?
Yes.
Okay, which one is first?
The first one's from Akragana.
Okay.
Dear Pastor Olamo, it is very much a joy to hear from you. Thanks for your newsletter that you sent to me. It has really inspired and changed my sinful ways. May the good Lord grant you strength and power to declare the wonderful works that you are doing. While going through your stated testimony...
Actually, it's the Lord doing the work in us. He is the one using us with his word to smash the feet of Antichrist. Amen?
Amen.
That ought to give everybody a lot of heart. This is a tremendous work that the Lord has called us to do in these very last days.
Amen.
I've never heard of anyone receiving the revelation of that. People have to live close to the Lord in order to get revelations from the Lord in order to, and I don't, and if you do receive revelations, you should never take it that it's anything that you got on your own, just like Daniel. He got fantastic revelations from the Lord, but he never got puffed up over it. You know, every time I see these people saying, God loves me, I love God, and God loves me, and they say it in their crowd as though they're the only one that the Lord loves, amen? Mm-hmm. But the Lord died for everyone, but not everyone wants his love, and therefore they themselves send their souls to hell by rejecting, by refusing to receive the gospel. They don't want to make the gospel their gospel. All right, go ahead.
While going through your stated testimony, I felt the power of the Holy Spirit in me, and I would like to remain in it. I shall be most delighted to receive any number of your soul-winning book, The Messiah, and other literatures that people are talking massively about, and also a Bible for reference. Thanks for your interest in reading my letter, and I hope that all I have requested will be granted by His grace. Amen. May God richly bless you and your ministry to win precious souls for Christ Jesus. Amen. Yours in Christ, Ransford from Akragana, Africa.
Praise the Lord, brother. To be one of our distributors, one of the Lord's distributors here, distribute this literature, and you'll see more and more souls saved. Amen?
Amen.
Double up on it. Okay, then what? Oh, let's do that one last. Is that the last one?
The next one's from Akragana. It says, I have been very delighted about your newsletter. I saw part of the April-June 2003 edition in a garbage can and picked it up. Curiously, I read through, and by the time I had finished reading, I began to wonder which idiot might have thrown this precious document away. Can you please send me as soon as possible, as a matter of urgency, the whole of this edition? I will also be glad to receive more of it. Thank you very much, and may God bless you. Amen. Isaac from Accra, Ghana, Africa.
Okay, now you have to brace yourself for this next letter, because this letter is from a witch. And the witch is trying to throw me over the barrel that I have to go and meet this witch and all that sort of stuff. Let me tell you something. You know, the Bible says that you're supposed to receive the gospel. And the Lord evidently gave this man a vision of myself. And so therefore he takes it as though I'm supposed to go there so he can see my face. And if he can see my face, he's going to go and preach the gospel. And win all of India or wherever he's from, Africa? Or
India. Where,
India, to the Lord. But this is not the way the Lord does things. If I don't care. I mean, I've won a lot of witches to the Lord. Witches are witches because they don't know the gospel. And that's what I want. I'm glad this man found a tract or was given one of my pieces of literature. But I'm not going to let anyone tell me. It's not me that wins people's souls. What it is the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
And so we'll so brace yourself for this letter before you hear it, because it's a little bit kooky, because it's satanic, and yet you can see that the man is reaching out to be saved, and we definitely took care of telling him this, and we're going to send him a copy of this tape so that he knows my true feelings. If it took my face, you know, if I went for this kind of jargon, it seems like blackmail almost, well, I'd be then every witch in the world would say, come over here and I'll get saved if you come here, and I'd be doing nothing but jumping from one country to another in a plane, and I wouldn't be able to do the gospel. And so right now I can handle this whole thing by just preaching the gospel here. The Lord never told me to go and see this man. If the man wants to see me, I guess he could ask God to have another vision of me. The Lord told him that I was a pastor and that he should listen to me, and that's all he should do. And that when you listen to me, all I'm going to say is read the Bible. Amen?
Amen.
And see if what I'm telling you in the Bible is true. Okay, now if you're braced, okay, we're going to read this letter to you. Now, brace yourself, you say here. Okay, now go ahead.
Dear Sir, this is my challenge. I am an Indian, pure vegetarian, most forward community in Tamil Nadu, South India.
Okay, so he's a vegetarian. Okay, the Lord says, don't take any thought what you're going to eat, all right? Now, the Lord sometimes tells people, don't eat beef, don't eat dairy, and so on and so forth. And he also told a lot of people in the Bible to fast from certain items, and they did. But on the whole, the general population, generally, unless the Lord tells you, to me it makes little difference to me whether you're a vegetarian or whether you eat food that the Lord has already condoned to be all right, okay, which is regular food, okay, chickens and deer and different things like that, lamb. Okay, keep going.
I am a palmistry reader, numerologist, horoscope writer, witchcraft, satanic church devotee, and Hinduism philosopher.
Okay, so the Lord will forgive you for all that if you just, you know, accept the gospel and take up the cross and follow the Lord. Then what?
I have been doing arguments with many pastors who are believing Jesus at Uganda. Nobody is perfect and could not be able to answer my questions.
Well, that's a fallacy. Well, maybe they're not perfect because they are not in the Word. But everyone that walks in the Spirit of the Lord is, in the eyes of God, perfect. Okay, and then what?
For the past 4 days, I am troubled with one man who is coming in my dream and answering my questions. I asked that man, who are you? Are you Jesus? He told me, I am not Jesus, I am Tony Alamo. Then I asked, Who are you? I have not heard your name anywhere else. That man told me, I am the pastor. I will tell my address tomorrow. I woke up immediately and did not sleep throughout the night. The next day, morning, I went through a street. At that, my mind told me to take one bit of paper on the corner of a house. I took it and read it, and puzzled that it was the address of you, Tony Alamo. Is it true why I have your address? I don't know. Immediately, I am faxing this letter.
Well, if the Lord told you it was true, then it is true, all right? Mm-hmm. I'm sure the devil wouldn't tell you to contact me. And so if this voice or this vision told you to contact me, then that was the Lord, because all I like to talk about is the Lord. All right, then what?
Really, you are a true pastor and son of God, Jesus. Please, I want to see
you. Yeah, we all become sons and daughters of the Lord when we accept him. We become part of God's family through the Lord Jesus Christ by accepting his son, Christ Jesus. And his son, Christ Jesus, is also the Word of God. Okay, then what?
Please, I want to see you immediately, not in a photo, directly, face to face.
You see what I mean? You know, no, that won't work. Then what?
When I am writing this letter, my two eyes are burning and could not be able to continue. I stopped and started the next day. Is it Satan's, the devil's force?
Yeah, it's Satan that's burning your eyes and trying to get you, to get me to come over there, because if the Lord told me to go there, I would, but he's not telling me. The Lord would have to tell me, not you. Okay, then what?
I am an electrical engineer working in a tea factory as a manager making CTC teas. If my dreams are true, if your Jesus is true, if your address is true, please arrange to come over here.
See, when you keep saying, if Jesus is true, and all, this is not faith, that's a doubt. You're saying, if he is. You sound very much like the devil that said, if you be the Son of God, then make these stones into loaves of bread. Amen?
Amen.
And if you're of the Lord, well, then you fly over here to India. Well, I'm not going to do that any more than Jesus turned the stones into loaves of bread. Okay? Mm-hmm. You just don't do that to the people, to the Lord or people of the Lord. Then what?
I want to discuss with you very soon. I don't want your Bible or advice letter.
Oh, that was the wrong thing to say to me. You don't want my Bible. Oh, that's the Lord's word. That's the Lord himself. You're not, making points, so to speak, with me. Okay, what else?
Reply immediately, either by phone or fax or DHL carrier without fail.
Okay, well, this guy sounds like the commander of all the demons. Amen. But I'm not one of his boys. Okay, then what?
Please fax your reply through immediately without fail. If I see your face and physique is correct, I will accept your Jesus and preach the gospel and convert all my community peoples immediately. Please don't forget to reply to this fax and send visa and ticket. If your face is the same as what I have seen in my dream, I will give all money which you paid for me. Daily your face is coming in my dream and disturbing me at night.
Well, I didn't know that I had a face that would disturb people. I hope not. Okay, then what?
Quote, go and meet this holy man immediately. He will help you and guide you
okay,
in my way.
Okay, well, if you know I'm holy, just follow my, you follow my instructions. You read the Bible, okay? Mm-hmm. And don't be demanding for me to come flying over to you for some meeting. If I did something like that, then you would get it into your head that you had more power than I do. And I contain all the same power that Jesus had when he was here on earth. I can raise the dead. I can lay hands on folks and they recover. I cast out devils and I can stop the rain and I can make it rain. Okay? And so, because it's not me that does it, it's the Lord that does it when I pray for people. And when I pray for a disaster to stop, it does. And if God deems that it's right for people to be in disaster, well, then I'm certainly not going to pray for him to stop it. But nobody asks me anyway. If they did, then they'd have to agree that I was of the Lord. And the Antichrist doesn't want to agree with that. Okay, then what else?
The above sound voice is in my dream. No, I don't want your photo. I have to see you in any conditions.
Oh. Okay, well, then you'll have to come here. And what else? I'm the boss because the Lord has made me the pastor and the prophet and not you. You are a witch, and you need to repent and believe the gospel. And you need to stop giving people of the Lord orders because we don't listen to people like you. Okay, get thee hence, Satan. And what else?
I have to see whether your God is true or not.
Oh, well, this is no inducement. You have to see, read the word, and faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word. And if you can't see if something is more important to you or cause you more faith than the word of God, there isn't anything on earth that can give you faith in God more than the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
So, you know, you're not any big deal. I've run into many satanic people like you. The streets were loaded with them during the hippie era of time. We've dealt with the Black Panthers, with the skinheads. I've dealt with the Muslims. I've dealt with the Creps and the Bloods and the motorcycle gangs, every kind of gang, the Tongs, the Mexican mafia and everybody, and and witches and demons. I've cast out many demons, and I'll cast them out of you. Now, if you want to know the truth bad enough, you come over here. Jesus didn't go individually to different people. They flocked to him. And we, who are the children of the Lord, the true sons of the Lord, the blood-washed saints, those that are filled with the Spirit, we are the continuation of the Lord's incarnation here on earth. And so we're not going to be any different than Jesus. And just receive that. Okay? And forget your pipe dreams of me coming over there, because that's not going to happen. All right, then what?
If it is true, I will convert all my community people.
You're very sure of yourself. You know, Jesus never converted everybody, and you're greater than Jesus. Okay? Get off of it. Then what else?
If it is true, I will convert all my community people, 65% of India, immediately, and will work under your ministry.
Well, you ought to come here and get saved. You're not going to do any of that until you are born again of the Spirit, washed in the blood from all your demonic witchcraft and all this, and until you get rooted and grounded in the word of the Lord. And then maybe the Lord will use you that way. And then on the other hand, he might send you to Palermo, Italy, okay? You can't pick and choose where I wanted to witness and testify to all the people in the entertainment industry, because that's where I came from. And instead, the Lord put me out on the streets with the hippies. Okay? we don't get what we want if we're really of the Lord. And now the Lord put me on the radio. We were on television for 10 years, nationwide, and even into some other countries back then. And so is that it on that letter? Okay, keep going.
Please don't cheat me.
I'm not a cheat. You are. Okay, then what?
I want to see your God through your face.
Well, you're not going to see God through my face. You'll see God through the Word. Amen?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Then what?
Your face and physique is always in my mind and heart.
Oh, that would be wonderful if we could win souls with our face and our physique. You know, I'd just be out flexing, you know. people would just humbly bow down. This letter is so crazy. I told you to brace yourself, right? Okay, is that all?
It's just signed Alagu Govindan from Tamil Nadu, South India.
Okay, so don't let anybody put you on any trips out there, all right? It takes the wisdom of the Lord to be able to deal with demonic people. And I pray that the man will be saved and that he will trust in the Word instead of my face and physique, especially when my face troubles him. All right. Okay, so now we're going to read, and I'm such, I used to be so egotistical, but that really troubles me now, okay? I'm getting old, folks. All right, Sharon, you want to come forward and we'll do a little reading here? You know where I told you in the book of Ephesians? No, was it Ephesians?
Yes.
Okay, chapter 1, and then we're going to go into Daniel. Okay, let's go.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the...
Yeah, by Paul, apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the will of God, not his will, any more than it was my will to be an apostle or a pastor. This was the biggest nightmare in the world to me, to become a person that would preach the gospel. I was like in the entertainment industry, and I was doing, I was very well respected in the industry because of my ability to promote people like Sonny and Cher, Rovan, and many others, the best of the Beatles. I've done stuff for Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans, Rolling Stones, Elvis Presley, and now, and the 20 original hits and all these different things. And now, I just did not want to be. So he says, by the will of God. That wasn't Paul's will either. Because Paul, his will was to kill Christians. Amen?
Amen.
So it just says, by the will of God. I'm an apostle already. By the will of God, not my will. In other words, I'm a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, a lot of people out there in the world are prisoners of Satan. Now, you're going to be a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ, as Paul was, by the will of God. That's his will. And if you want to do his will, then you have to make it your will to do what his will is. And then there's those that are servants of Satan. So you have to choose. So we're all going to be servants of somebody, either God or Satan. You have to choose who you want to be your slave master. I've chosen Jesus. I'm a slave of the Lord Jesus Christ. As the original text says, which is in Hellenic Greek, it says, I, the Apostle Paul, or that I am a slave of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
By the will of God. Not mine own will. Then what?
To the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
Yeah, by the will of God, it's that God made it his will to go to the saints, and then who else?
The faithful in Christ Jesus.
No, it says to the faithful in Christ Jesus. It doesn't say to the unfaithful in Christ Jesus, so it specifies that his ministry is only to the faithful in Christ Jesus, because 99 9/10 of the people that are say they're of Jesus are unfaithful. They're not the faithful. And so his scriptures do not apply to the unfaithful. It says to the faithful. Amen?
Amen.
Read that line again.
To the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
See, only to the faithful, amen?
Amen.
Does it say to the unfaithful in Christ Jesus?
No.
I mean, there's so many Christians that I meet, and they all say they're unfaithful to the Lord, that they're not perfect. But the Lord says we have to be perfect. He says that if we walk in the Spirit, we are perfect. So, examine yourself, the Bible tells you to do, and determine by the word of God whether you're a faithful Christian, a servant of the Lord, or you're unfaithful, because the Lord is only going to allow the faithful into the kingdom of heaven. He says so. He says, I'm going to say, come in, my good and unfaithful servant.
No.
He says, come in, thou good and faithful servant. Amen.
Amen.
So the Bible is only to those that are faithful. All right? That's a point that the Lord wanted me to bring out. Okay, that's stuck in my brain like the hair in a drain. All right? And I pray that it sticks in your brain and soul. We have to put on the brain of Christ, the mind of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So remember, you must be faithful for him to say, come in, my good and faithful servant. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Verse 2. Grace be to you.
That means power be to you. Then what? Because if you're going to be faithful, you have to have God's power living and working in you. And what?
And peace from God our Father.
And you'll, if you're faithful, you'll have peace from God our Father. And what?
And from the Lord Jesus Christ.
And from the Lord Jesus Christ, who was actual. So there's God the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, but then there's also the body of the Son of Man, Jesus Christ, who has been glorified to sit there as the greatest representative of God in the face of this earth, and we are all members of Him by virtue of members of God, or the body of Christ, by virtue of Christ Himself, by being in Christ. Okay, then what?
Verse 3, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
Yeah, so He's blessed us with all blessings, all have blessings, everything. In other words, all spiritual blessings from heavenly places. Now, what is the spiritual blessings? That gives you the power, the grace or the power to be able to stand in these wicked days and to have that peace. Because if you don't think that having peace in this wicked world and this world of violence is like a blessing, then you really don't know the Lord, that's for sure. But you can have great, immense, fantastically powerful peace in this world and power to stand and to concentrate, be consecrated to the Lord in this world by being totally focused on the Word, on Christ. Then what?
Verse 4, According as He hath chosen us in Him before the...
He chose us in Him. Now, if we're in... You know, when you have a heart inside you, that heart is you. Amen?
Amen.
If you have... you know, a gallbladder in there, or whether they removed it or not, if you had one, or different organs in your body, that's you. And we are the organic corporate body of Christ. All right? The perfect body. Now, you see all these people say, oh, no one is perfect. No, you should say, all you unfaithful servants are not perfect. And the Lord is not going to usher you into the kingdom of heaven, because He never says, come in, my good and unfaithful servant. And faithful means you're faithful to everything, and you cannot be faithful unless you're walking according to the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. You must be in Him. And if you're in Him, if you've given your entire being over to Him, you can't sin. You won't sin. But if you turn away and you turn back into the world, then you're unfaithful and you will not enter heaven. And there's only one other place for you, and that's the pit of hell and the lake of fire. Okay, then what?
As He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame.
See? So how could you possibly be holy and without blame if you were imperfect? If you are not perfect, amen?
Amen.
You must be holy and without blame, because not one sin is going to enter the kingdom of heaven. You must be spotless, without spot and without blemish. Okay? He chose us so that we would be what? Read that again.
That we should be holy and without blame.
How could you be holy if you're living an unholy life? Well, you say, well, you know, Jesus paid the price for all of our sins. No, your former sins. Why would Jesus say, go now and sin no more? It's because, look at all the people that are sinning more. He said, lest a worse thing happen unto you. What would the worst thing be? Well, the worst thing would be that would happen to you is that, first of all, you'd never be able to repent. Second is that you'd never be able to go to heaven. Third, that you'd spend eternity in hell. And death and hell is going to be cast into the lake of fire. And fifthly, you'll be there forever, and the torments there are innumerable. I don't even have enough fingers and toes to count them all, okay? Even if I took my shoes and socks off, all right? Okay, go ahead.
Before Him in love. Verse 5, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself.
See, God has adopted us unto himself through Christ the Lord. That's why he sent him into the world, so we could believe on him and be in him, so we'd have his power, because all power in heaven and earth belongs to him, so that we would have his power, his grace or power. It's not undeserved favor. If we are serving him, we deserve heaven. Amen?
Amen.
It's not we don't. It's not we that we don't deserve it. We do deserve it, for sure. The Lord says he's even calls us sons. Amen?
Amen.
And he calls us brothers if we really are walking in his spirit. And so we deserve it. Okay? And by God, I deserve it if I'm going to keep all of his commandments. Amen?
Amen.
And so far, I'm keeping his commandments. And no one yet, with all the persecution I've received, has ever caused me to not keep his commandments. So I know that keeping all his commandments are absolutely possible. And not only possible, but that it says it in the Bible, I know it's true. And that's where I get such joy from, is I know that I have the grace or the power of God in me to keep me from sinning. Sin is disgusting to me because of the Spirit of God that's in me. Okay, then what?
According to the good pleasure of his will.
See, it's God's will that we do that, but we have to make it our will to do God's will. You know, it takes some discipline. It takes discipline for you to get up in the morning and brush your teeth, comb your hair, dress yourself and go to school or go to your job or wherever you're going, or to fix the house, to clean the house, to iron, to wash, go up the stairs, down the stairs, busy, 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 whatever you're doing. Amen?
Amen.
It takes to go out in the sunshine, get a little rest, to do a little bit of exercise, to keep up your bone density. I was just telling the people today, when we had the American Health Studio Silhouette Figure Forum in Presidential Health Spa in Houston, Texas, and our First Lady, we gave these different memberships to all the astronauts, and we told them that they have to exercise, especially when they're in space. They have to do these toe raises and squats and things like that, especially for their lower part of their bodies, and to keep fit. Otherwise, they will not be able to take the pressure it would take to when you go out into space. And so they all had memberships, and we took pictures with them. And so it's very important to follow that instruction from the Lord and to take the herbs of the field to maintain your body. And it's not your body anymore when the Lord saves you. You know you not that your body is the temple of the living God, and that you don't belong to yourself, and that you've got to allow the Lord to use you as one of his instruments to preach this gospel and to get his gospel out into the world so that the people of the world can be saved. And that's being merciful to people. Now, if you don't have enough mercy in you to be concerned about the people in the world that the Lord died for, well, then the Lord will not have any mercy on you when you're screaming, when your soul is being cast into hell in the lake of fire. If you don't have any mercy, people think it's mercy to hand people, to give them something out of your closet or something like that. I know a minister that brags all the time that she just takes something out of her closet and gives it to someone. That isn't merciful. The merciful thing is to get the gospel to them. And if they don't, if they need clothes, then give them the clothes, wherever it comes from. And if they're hungry, give them something to eat. And that's done. That's just a natural thing that every true born of the Spirit Christian does. And on a mass, some of us do it on a massive scale. Okay, go ahead.
Verse 6, to the praise of the glory of his grace.
That he does that to the praise of the glory of his grace. When people see us out in the world, those of us that have the Lord is using, and the miracles are happening. See, we've gone into, we read the Bible, which is like studying the Bible to be workmen approved. Workmen where? Not in the classroom. When we've learned what the gospel says, when we learn what the Bible says, well, then we become workmen. And so we go out of the classroom, out into the world, or into the laboratory. and we start exercising the things that we've learned. We learn when we study the Bible that we have power to do all things. That means to heal people that want to be healed, because God has already healed them, and we just need to preach that word to them before we lay hands on them. Do you know, brother, you know, sister, that the Lord has already healed you? Do you realize that the Lord, the Bible tells us that we must lay hands on your shoulder, on your forehead, or on your head, and that we anoint you with oil and we pray for you, and the Lord's healing will come down upon you. It isn't that he's going to heal you. He's already healed you 2,000 years ago. You just have to receive it. Now, your headache, your cancer is lying to you. That's not, that is a lie, because the Lord says you're healed. If you are working for the Lord, if you're in the ministry, then you're healed. All right? Well, then how come I, well, maybe he wasn't in the Lord's ministry. All right? Maybe he wasn't serving the Lord. There's no promise to those. Didn't you hear that it says to the faithful? Amen?
Amen.
Not the unfaithful. The unfaithful are not going to make it into heaven. Come in, my good and unfaithful servant. Come in, my good and unfaithful sinner. Don't ever expect God to say that. He hates sin. He's not going to let you in. And you know what sin is? One of the greatest sins in the world is unbelief, and to be unresponsive to his gospel, to turn a deaf ear to it, okay? Or to impulsively take it and then reject it all impulsively again. Okay, so to deny the Lord. If you don't accept him today, well, that means you're rejecting him, okay? In which case, you're disobedient, and you fall right into the same category of that man that we just read his letter. You're a witch, because the Bible says to disobey the Lord, or to not do what he tells you, to not obey is the same as witchcraft. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, continue on.
Wherein he hath made us accepted in the Beloved.
So he's made us, God has made us accepted if we're in the his beloved Son. We're only accepted into heaven if we're in his Son. And if we're in his Son, then we're doing the exact things that Jesus did. You can, and Jesus never sinned. You can't be a sinner and go to heaven. There's these false prophets that say that God loves you unconditionally, that's a dirty lie. The Bible is filled with conditions of, you know, I love you if you keep all my commandments. You are my friend if you keep all my commandments. But if you turn back, if you say the prayer and then turn back into the world and live as the people in the world do, you're none of mine, all right? All right, but if the same Spirit, in other words, the Spirit of obedience lives in you when you die, then that same obedient Spirit of God that's in you will raise you up from the dead on the last day. But if there's a disobedient spirit in you, you're going to go right down into the pit and then cast into the lake of fire. And don't think that you're so cute or so handsome that you're going to get out of that. Okay, because the Lord is no respecter of persons. He values his word higher than his name. He's not going to cross his word because of you. Who do you think you are? Okay, who would anybody think they are? Okay, then what?
Verse 7, in whom we have redemption through his blood.
Yeah, we have salvation through his blood. In other words, we're forgiven of our sins, and then we're able to stand by the Spirit that enters into us, the Spirit of the entire Godhead. So we're redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, we're forgiven of all our former sins, and then we're given the power to go and sin no more by the Spirit that enters into us. Then what?
The forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace.
Yes, by the riches of his power is what it really means. Okay, then what?
Verse 8, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Verse 9.
So, because we have all wisdom and prudence, like I said, it's impossible for an unsaved person, somebody that's carnal, to decipher the mysterious word of God. It's such a mystery before the Spirit of understanding and wisdom and knowledge enters into us. But once we're saved, then the mystery is very discernible or deciphered. We can decipher it very easily. The Word of God is so simple to understand. Amen?
Amen.
That's why I have to explain it to you. Okay, then what else?
Verse 9, having made known unto us the mystery of His will.
See, He will make known to us the mystery of His will. Well, what is His will? I just got through telling it to you. Listen to the tape again. Order the tape. It's free. It won't cost you anything. We're even paying for the postage. Okay, then what else?
According to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself.
Right, it's His purpose. It's His pleasure. The Lord, it's His pleasure to tell you everything. But first you have to, in order to know Him or see Him, you have to die of your old life. Your old life has to be dead. No man can see God and live. So you must die from the old person that you were, and you become a new creature in Christ Jesus, where you can decipher or understand or discern His word, the mystery. That's what, how to serve Him. Then what?
Verse 10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ.
See, He gathers everybody together in one, so we become the corporate body of Christ. One. Just like Satan is the corporate body. And that's why when we smash his toes, that means that we're smashing his corporate body. Because Satan is all one body. It's like the whole government structure, the entire Antichrist cult in Rome, which is the Roman Catholic cult, and the United Council of quote churches unquote, or the World Church quote unquote, and the voice of Satan, which is the major part of the media. Okay, then what?
Both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him.
Yeah, see, it says that we're here on earth, but we're also in heaven with Him in the spiritual sense. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance.
Yeah, we have obtained the kingdom. We're going to have the kingdom of heaven. Okay, then what?
Being predestinated according to the purpose of Him who worketh all things after the counsel of His own will. Verse 12.
But we have to make our will be the same as His will. Amen?
Amen.
Because He planned it all out, and then we have to agree with Him. We have to side in with Him. We have to be on His side. We've got to side in with His will. And if you say, well, I don't want to side in with His will, I want to do my own will, well, then, of course, you're not going to make it into heaven. You've already made that decision. And if you have made the decision already, I would suggest to you that you make a New Year's resolution to change that decision and keep it changed. Make it your will, okay, to do His will. Then what?
Verse 12, that we should be to the praise of His glory who first trusted in Christ.
So we are to the praise of His glory. When people see miracles coming from us, He's doing miracles through us, and people see us preaching the truth, and people understand the truth, when we allow Him to use our mouth to let Him speak by the Spirit through us, the words, because His word is spirit and life, and then people glorify God. They say, truly, God is working in that man, or in this woman, or these men, or these women. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
Verse 13, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth.
See, you trusted the Lord that you must make your will His will, and that you must be involved in the ministry. You must fight Satan. You must hate Satan. You must deny yourself. You must take up the cross on a daily basis and follow Him. All these things you see in the Word, the mystery of it is gone now. And in the 10th chapter of the book of Revelation, it says the mystery of God is now revealed. Amen?
Amen.
It's the end of time now. Knowledge is increased. Okay, then what?
The gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that...
See, the gospel of your salvation. So this is the gospel that causes you to be saved. It's your gospel for your salvation. That is, when you believe this gospel, you're saved. Well, how do I know I'm saved? If you believe the gospel, it's your gospel then. And that's... the gospel of your salvation. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, then what?
in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise.
Now, a lot of people say, well, okay, that shows that we're sealed into the Lord. We are if we continue on in faith. But only those that continue on to the end shall be saved. Those that go back into living as the people of the world live are lost, and there's no more repentance for them. Okay, the Bible plainly says that over and over again. Then what?
Verse 14, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession.
Yeah, so what is the purchased possession? We are the purchased. The Lord purchased us with his blood, and so therefore we're not our own. When I buy something, even if it's a rabid dog, I'm going to keep him in a cage, but he belongs to me. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, and even if you're like a rabid person, you belong to Christ, but he's not necessarily, if you don't repent after he preaches to you along and so on and so forth, and you don't start doing what he says, he'll take you in that cage and cast you right into hell in the lake of fire with your raving, ranting and raving maniacal voice. Okay, then what?
Unto the praise of his glory. Verse 15, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, verse 16, cease not to give thanks for you.
See, here the Apostle Paul is giving thanks to the Lord for this. Okay, then what else?
Making mention of you in my prayers.
He makes mention of you in his prayers that you'll be able to get more faith and wisdom and knowledge. So he is continuously praying to the Father that all the people in the church will receive more wisdom, knowledge, and power in God. Then what?
Verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ,
here it is,
the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
See, he's praying that you get more wisdom and knowledge and revelation. That the revelation shows that you really got to stay in there. These superficial people that are unfaithful, they don't pay any attention to these words, that they must do the will of the Lord. No, enjoy everyday life, just enjoying, and you don't have to be bridled or harnessed. You don't have to be saddled and bridled, but we have to be disciplined. It's straight and narrow, the way into the kingdom of heaven. And the original writing says we must press or squeeze our way in. Okay? It's very important to be. The Lord is extremely good, and he's also very strict. Okay, then what?
Verse 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling.
Yeah, and I mean, it's, you know, the more you read or the more you know of the word of the Lord, then your mind is the light of God's word starts causing you to understand, so that you understand the hope of your calling. How wonderful the reward is for actually letting God enforce his will over you, or for you to begin doing or making yourself be subject unto the Holy Spirit. Okay, you must be disciplining yourself to be disciplined by the Holy Spirit. Because for God's sake, for your sake, so that you can make it into heaven. Okay, and he's saying, I hope you start understanding this, that the God reveals this to you and gives you wisdom and knowledge to give, so you know what the actual hope is of this incredible thing that God has done for you, the inheritance. Okay, then what else?
And what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints.
See, the riches of his glory, the glorious things that he's given to you, it takes a lot to pound it into a mere human brain made out of dirt that is encased with bone, like bonehead, okay? So it takes a little bit of doing, and it takes a lot of preaching and a lot of reading to get it through the old hard skull, okay? The skull, bone. Okay, then what?
Verse 19, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the
only us that believe that we got to keep the commandments. and that he does not love us unconditionally. Okay? That's, he loves us before we get saved, okay? And, but there's still a condition. We must come to him and repent. That's a condition. Then what?
According to the working of his mighty power, verse 20, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Verse 21, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Verse 22, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Verse 23.
Yeah, to the church. The church are the faithful ones, not people that go to church, I mean, that are unfaithful, because there's faithful servants and then there's unfaithful ones that are going to hell. Just like the 10 virgins, 5 were faithful, 5 were unfaithful. Okay, then what?
Which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all.
Okay, get to the 3 verses in Daniel quickly, because we only have another minute here.
Chapter 2, verse 31. Thou, O king, sawest, and behold, a great image. This great image, whose brightness was excellent, stood before thee, and the form thereof was terrible. Verse 32. This image's head was of fine gold, his breast and his arms of silver, his belly and his thighs of brass. Verse 33. His legs of iron, his feet part of iron and part of clay. Verse 34. Thou sawest, till that a stone was cut out without hands, which smote the image upon his feet.
Okay, we're that stone. We're the body of Christ. And Christ is the rock, solid rock, Christ Jesus. And we are members of his body. And he uses us to pour out his spirit upon all flesh. And his servants and handmaids shall prophesy. And he's using us. Even we have articles from the Catholic magazine that says that we have destroyed, we have cut the Catholic cult in half over 20 years ago. And so I just take my hat off to Jesus. I think the Lord deserves a big applause and a big praise the Lord. We are smashing the toes of Antichrist. Join us. And by saying this prayer, say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my sins. And I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open up the door of my heart and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. Therefore, I know you have heard me and I know you have answered me and I know I'm saved. Now just raise your hands up in praise and thank the Lord. Say, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Tony Alamo. We're out of time, and so tune in tomorrow. We're going to have some real good morsels from the Spirit of the Lord to tell you. God wants to talk to you, and so tune in. Don't fail the Lord now. Okay, until tomorrow, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying God bless you and praise the Lord. Amen.